Exodus chapter 13. I'm going to go up the road and I'll come back down and get you. But turn to 13th chapter of Exodus. I was down praying the other day. I don't know what hearts is this going to touch or go to. But I was down praying the other day. I had one word, just one word float right up into my spirit. It was just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And that word is called through. That's been mentioned several times here tonight. Through, taking us through, making a way for us to go through, things we go through. And I'd like to read the definition of that before I go into the Bible. Through, entering in one way and emerging out the other. That sounds good enough. Stop right there and shout. Hallelujah. I tell you, a lot of the world's going in it one way, but they ain't coming out of it. But I tell you, God's people, when they go into the midst of it, if they hold faithful and true to God, they're going to come out on the other side. Oh, praise the Lord. In one side out, in one side and out the other. By way of, I got this out about three different dictionaries. From the beginning to the end. From one end to the other. To emerge and come out into the open, passing through to the other side. Going into and surfacing. Coming out. Amen. Allowing a passage. Not staying in, but passing on to the destination. Unobstructed. Straightforward. Not turning back. Not backing up. It's a word that indicates movement. Not staying, not laying, but movement. You're going through, and God's bringing you through, but you've got your part to play. It's not dead. That word is not idle, but it is active. Being on the move with a certain determination to make it to the other side to your goal. The road passed through the valley and the dark forest. The ship made it through the storm and the rough waves to the other shore. It is a coming out, a breakthrough. The train made it through the long dark tunnel and emerged into the light of day. The sun broke through the clouds. We say of a certain one, he made it. He passed through the gates. It was a rough ride, but he made it through. I made it through. I completed the journey. Thank God it's over. It's finished. It's all behind me now. How many would like to say tonight, I've started on this journey, and I want to make it through. I want God to help me to make it through. I don't want to stay. I don't want to go down, and I don't want to give up, but I want to move on forward. Until God brings me out of it. Thank the Lord. In Exodus 13, verse 17, and it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near, for God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people. Now, I'm going to tell you something. God cannot lead us unless we follow him. But God led the people about through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you. And ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth and encamped in Etham in the edge of the wilderness. And the Lord went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. You may be seated. So far, so good. They're following the Lord. You know, it's easy to follow him when things don't go wrong. Yeah. And when we don't run into resistance or obstructions or hindrances, we're ready to shout. We got a song. We can lift our hands. We can shout hallelujah. Everything is just fine. We're on the move and we're going. But what happens when we run into an obstacle? That's where the church is. We cannot give up our endurance. We got to have faith unto the end. And we have to trust the Lord and keep on moving when he tells us to move. Help us, Lord. Chapter 14 and verse 5. I'll get there in a minute. Just give me patience here. And it was told the king of Egypt that the people fled. And the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariot and took his people with him. He took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and captains over them, over every one of them. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel, and the children of Israel went out with an high hand. And the Egyptians pursued after them, and all the horses and the chariots of Pharaoh, and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them in camping by the sea beside of Pihahiroth, however you pronounce that, before Baal-zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid, and the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Now here is where the haunting fear comes. You've got an enemy that hates you. He does not want you to go to heaven. He does not want you to have God's best. He don't want you to get blessed of the Lord and prosper. So that devil sees a way that he can throw a roadblock, he'll throw it every time in front of you to slow you up or to stop you. That devil never gives up until they bury your body in the grave. Amen. Till you give up your the ghost and the spirit leaves your body. You've got an enemy that'll pursue after you. Haunting fears will come. Worries and doubts and unbelief will come against you every time that you run into opposition. Amen. You can have all the faith in the world when you're on top of the mountain. When there's nothing in the way blocking you, you know that you can make it. You've got strength. You're moving. But what is it when you run into a wall? What then? What then when you can't see no way through it? I can't see no way over it. Then the devil comes and then he wools the mind. And then he wearies you and says, you're going to go back in bondage. You'll never make it to Canaan. You're not good enough to go to heaven. Oh, yes, you are. You just run into a trial is all. Yeah. Hallelujah. Has the devil ever told you that you'll never make it through? Yeah. Has he? You've made it this far, but you can't go any farther? Yeah. How many's here tonight and the devil's a telling you it ain't going to work out? You're a liar, devil. It is going to work out. Hallelujah. And they said unto Moses, because there were no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt thus with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? We're stuck. We're going to die out here in this place. Come on. Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt? Saying, let us alone that we may serve the Egyptians. For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. Can you see a complete lack of faith in God here? A complete lack, no trust in the Lord. I would have been blessed, I think, looking back, if I could have saw all those 10 plagues and knowing I saw it with my own eyes. And then I come to a place and I feel like I couldn't get through. Don't you think I would look back and say, God, you moved yesterday. You moved last year. You made a way when it seemed like I'd never come out of it, God. You come by. You blessed me. You opened up doors I didn't even know existed. You brought me out. You brought me through. You prospered me. You fed me. You clothed me. You paid my bills. And Neil, I'm running right into a place and that devil's haunting me with fear, saying, God, are going to come through. That sea is too deep. There ain't no ship to take you to the other side. I'm telling you, God that made the water and holds the water in the palm of his hands, the God that made the fullness thereof of all the earth, that same God can make a way and divide the waters. If we trust him, how easy it is to grumble and complain when everything it seems like's going wrong and we just want to have an attitude, might as well throw in the towel. I quit. I can't make it. I was better off out there. No, you wasn't either. God's just approving you. God wants to know what you're made out of. He's a looking down in your heart. He'll let you get in a place of need, and then it tickles him. It pleases him. Oh, hallelujah, to come through in the hard times and in the hard places. He opens up the door. He makes a way. That's when God really gets the glory. It's when we have no power. We have no might. We have no strength. We can't figure it out. We don't know what to do. And then it is the Lord that says, stand still, and I'll make a way for you, and I'm going to take you across. He'll do it. He's never failed. Let's not doubt out. Don't doubt out now. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show to you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Just be still. Be still. Put your faith in me. Put your trust in me. Don't worry about it. Don't grumble. Don't complain. Don't just throw out their words. God's doing it. He's moving for others. He's not moving for me. Come on. Yes, he will. Hold still. Hold still. Stand still. Keep your eyes wide open. Keep on looking toward the cross. Keep on looking up under the hills. Keep on looking toward the throne of God. God's going to make a way. He's going to fight for you. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. I like that. Did you know unless you go on forward, you'll not make it through? How many's got a desire tonight with all of your heart, I want to make it through? Whatever your situation is, I want to make it through. There comes a time when God says move and we got to move. When God tells us to do something, we got to do it. Unless we move when he tells us to move, we'll not go forward and he can't bring us through. But lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. The Bible said that God caused a great east wind, a great wind to come down, and he parted the waters. Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all the night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. And the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen. The devil will hound you all the way. He'll chase you. He'll badger you to the very last. But I'm telling you, God will make a way if we'll just say, Lord, I'm awaiting for your salvation. And I know that you're going to make a way, God. I'm not going to have to go back to Egypt. I don't care what that devil says or how much he howls. I'm not going back. Thank you, Lord. The Bible said he brought them across on dry ground. If he's leading you and you are following him, he will make a way for you. He'll always bring you through every hard place and every problem. He'll take you through every trial and bring you safely through every trouble, no matter how big it is. All through the Old Testament, in several places, and even in the New, this very story of deliverance of Israel is mentioned over and over. It seems to me that the Holy Ghost wanted it told to every generation that what God did for his people then at the Red Sea, how he brought them across, he took them through, he took them through the wilderness, it lets us know he'll also take us through. Listen to God's holy word just for a few minutes. Deuteronomy 8:15, Moses reiterates the story. Who led thee through the great and terrible wilderness, wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions, and drought where there was no water, who brought thee forth water out of the rock of flint. Did you know flint is one of the hardest rocks known to man? Yet God says it ain't too dry or too hard for me to bring water out of it. Hallelujah. In the most driest places, God can bring water to refresh you. Who fed thee in the wilderness with manna, that he might humble thee and that he might prove thee to do thee good at thy latter end. If you'll hold on and keep serving him, it'll prove out in the end and your blessing, your deliverance will come. How many times has this very same message been preached over and over? How God brought them safely through the waters and brought them through the desert and took them through the wilderness. David picks it up hundreds of years later. Psalm 78:13, he divided the sea and caused them to pass through. And he made the waters to stand as an heap. Oh, when God divides the troubled waters. Holy, holy, holy. When God comes down with that mighty big hand of his and divides the problem and makes it stand as a heap on each side of you, and you're able to walk through safely. Thank God forevermore. Slip your hands up and wave it to the Lord. I thank you, Lord. He divided the Red Sea. God knows how. He knows when. He knows where. God knows where that door of opportunity. He knows where that door of deliverance is. He is the door. Oh, praise the Lord. Jesus is the door. If I follow him, and if he's leading me, Brother Langdon, I can't help but succeed and go on a cross. He'll bring me through if I follow him. Thank you, Lord. Psalms 106:9. He rebuked the Red Sea. Not only can God divide those problems, push them away from you, and give you breathing room that you can walk through. How many's ever had times that God, you needed God to rebuke the devil off of you? Huh? God, he's too big for me to rebuke sometimes, but he ain't too big for you to rebuke. Oh, thank you, Lord. He rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up. So he led them through the depths. Hallelujah. He saved them from the hand of him that hated them. God, no matter how deep your problem is, God can rebuke it, the adversary, and dry it all up and lead you through the depths. Psalm 66 and 11. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Can I ask you tonight, are you going to go on? Or are you going to say, well, I just as well as to return back to Egypt? That's not an option. I've never thought of it. I have never, ever thought of it since I've been saved. Because I've been in the very depths and I know what God has done for me. I know how he saved me and what he saved me from. It's not an option, Linda Gale. It's not an option. It's not an option. I'm not going to give up. Mark, I'm holding on with everything in my heart. When it gets the very hottest and the very hardest, and when I can hear the horse beat, the hoofs of the horses behind me, when I can look around and see the chariot wheels a-turning and the dust rolling up, and Pharaoh is a type of the devil, and all of his horsemen, and all of them are marching after me. When there's a mountain on this side of me, when there's a mountain on that side of me, and my back's pointed this way, and I can feel the hot breath of the horses breathing down my neck, and when they're in front of me is a deep red sea, what do you think I'm going to do? Do you think I want to go back? Do you think I want to give in and surrender to the devil and say, go ahead and put your chains around me and take me back into bondage. I'll be your servant again. No, no. I wore my hands and my fingers down to nubs. I've got calluses right here. I know, and I've got whip marks on my back. I built enough out of the bricks and the straw to build treasure cities for Pharaoh. I'm not going back to work for the devil anymore. God's going to make a way. If he don't move that mountain out of the way, and if he don't bring this one down, he'll dry up the Red Sea. He'll divide it. He'll rebuke it. He'll bring us through. Through. For thou, O God, hast proved us. You know, sometimes God will bring us to a place. Now, he led the children of Israel. They just didn't go out and they decided they'd go down to the Red Sea. God led them down there. Yes. Right. You see, God always sees the way he's going to move for you when we can't. And that's what eats on us. We can't see no way out of it. Right. We see the problem. We can't fix it. We can't see it. But see, when God's in ahead of you and you're following him, let him take care of it. In his time, he'll do it. Amen. God's already got it fixed out in his mind. You know, that's how big God is. He's already got it all fixed out, all figured out, all on blueprint. Exactly. He knows that we's going to be here tonight. He knows what we'll face this coming week. He knows all about our job, our finances. He knows about our trials. But he's already got it all figured out. Yeah. Now, we can give up anytime. Anytime we can sit down and we can give up. We can quit singing, quit preaching, quit testifying, fold the Bible, lay it over there anytime we want to. We'll never see our deliverance. Come on. To go through, you got to be on the move. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. To be able to go through, you got to be on the move. When you do come to a place you can't move, stand still until God opens the door. It might be closed right now. You don't know what to do. Hallelujah. You don't know whether to sign the contract or not sign it. You don't know whether to shake the guy's hand and say, I'll do it, or I don't know what to take. I don't know what to accept. But God says, stand still. Whenever I open the door, you move, because I've already got it figured out. Oh, hallelujah. Slip up your hand and praise him tonight. Thank God. When that opportunity comes, Lord, let me feel it within my soul. Let me feel the stirring. Let me know, God, that I feel the breath of breathing up on the depths of the Red Sea. Let me know, God, I see the waves of parting, and I'll know that it's you. You can't doubt God. I'm telling you, whenever you see him moving, don't doubt him. That's right. He'll make a way. Yes. He'll make a way. For thou, O God, hast proved us. Thou hast tried us as silver is tried. We went through fire and through water, but thou broughtest us into a wealthy place. Hallelujah. You brought us through the water and through the fire, but oh God, you brought us into a good, wealthy place. Are you following the Lord tonight? You might be in a time of testing right now. He sees if we really want to make it home or not. He really knows if we want to serve Him or not. Yes. Do you know in your heart? Tonight ask yourself, do I know in my heart that He's leading my way? Are you endeavoring to obey Him? Is it in your heart to really serve Him? No matter how hard it gets? No matter how much you're tempted? Oh God. Holy. When the devil tells you, might as well quit. It ain't going to work out. It ain't working out. I've fought. I've prayed. I've sweated. I've fought. And nothing good's coming out of this. But it will. It will every time. Hallelujah. Hold on to the Lord. Don't give up. Move on forward. Hallelujah. God told Moses, tell him to go forward. And God started breathing. Amen. And He divided the waters. Hallelujah. All we need sometimes is God to breathe upon us. Sometimes, how many of you ever felt like you're dead as dead could be? No life, felt no spiritual life about you. But God came down, and in your hopeless situation, you felt like, oh God, you're a million miles away from me. And then He began to breathe upon you, and a blessing came into your heart and your soul. You felt something. You felt like getting right back up. Amen. Felt like going on. I'm going on. I'm going on. My God's good. My God's good. Hallelujah. I felt the touch of the Lord. I felt His hand laid upon me tonight. Hallelujah. I'm going through now. Thank you, Jesus. Psalm 68 and 6, He bringeth out those which are bound in chains. Oh God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march them through the wilderness. Nehemiah 9 and 12, thou ledest them in the day by a cloudy pillar and in the night by a pillar of fire, to give them light in the way wherein they should go. Thou gavest them bread from heaven for their hunger. Thou forsookest them not in the wilderness. Thou gavest thy good spirit to instruct them. That's where we are tonight. God's going to take care of us. He'll not let us starve. When we're thirsty, He'll give us waters right out of the dry places. Amen. He'll cause waters to spring out. Amen. Of an old dry flinty rock. Thank God He gave them. He forsook them not in the wilderness. Thou gavest thy good spirit to instruct them. If you're in a place tonight, you don't know whether to turn to the left or the right. You know not to turn back. But tell the Lord, say, God, you instruct me and tell me in the way that I should go. Lord, lead me and I'll follow you. Slip up your hand and say, God, lead me, Lord, and I'll follow you. Instruct me by thy good spirit. Never let me make a wrong choice or a wrong decision. And if I make the right one, He'll make a way for me. Give me just 3 or 4 more minutes. Isaiah 43 and 1. For I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Fear not, for I am with thee. Can God do it again? What God did once, Sister Barb, He'll do it again. He has not forgotten you and has not forsaken you. He still knows how to be gracious and show mercy, and he still forgives. If for some reason you have slipped and went away from the Lord, he's wanting you to return. You might have walked with him before and knowing his power and his blessing, and maybe not following him close like you once did. All he's wanting is for you to return. What you did once, Lord, I know that you can do it all over again. God never fails. He always makes a way. This wasn't a long message. I don't even know where it went. But that's not mine. That's God. It ain't up to me to direct a message. I had one word through that came up. I'm going in one side of it, but I'm coming out through to the other. I'm going into the midst of it, but I'm going to emerge out of it. Hallelujah. I'm going in one way, I'm going out the other. The sun's going to break through. It may be a long, dark tunnel you feel like you're going through, but if you'll look and squeeze them eyes and look hard enough, you can see light at the end of the tunnel. Everybody stand tonight. Oh, God. Lord, we love you in this hour we're living in. It's a dark hour. The world is wicked. And there's more peoples are facing now than they've ever, ever, ever faced. But God knows where his children are, and he's going to take care of them. Right. Can we gather around and pray tonight and ask God, thy good spirit you've gave me, Lord, to instruct me. Let me know what I should do. Lead me, God. If you lead me, I will follow. And if I follow you, Lord, I'm coming through. Can we find a place to pray tonight and say, God, help. I need your divine instruction. Need your help to make it through, God. You still know how to part the waters and divide the sea and dry up the ground, God, dry it up, to make a highway through and across. Thank you, Lord, you've never forsook us. You brought Israel through the wilderness, through the Red Sea, and so will you do it tonight, God, for your church and your people.
You may be down, feeling gone, and somehow forgotten that you are faced with circumstances you can't get through. Right now it seems there's no way out, and you're going under. But God's proven time and time again, he'll take care of you. He'll do it again. He'll do it again. If you just take a look at where you are now and where you've been, why hasn't he always come through? Why hasn't